Listening Library presents Soar by Joan Bauer. Read for you by Michael Crouch. Chapter 1. I'm probably 12 years old. That's what the doctors think. I could have been born anywhere, but it was most likely in Indianapolis, Indiana. At least that's where I've decided I was born, because that's where I was found. Specifically, I was found at Computer Partners Limited in the snack room, right by the coffee pot. I think it's one of the reasons that I like the taste of coffee. It reminds me of home. I was found by Walt Lopper, a computer geek who had never so much as diapered a baby. But there I was, and I'm told it was clear that I did need a new diaper. I needed a lot of other things, too. But my bottle wasn't empty, so the police felt that meant I hadn't been there long. Walt found me at 7 a.m. on October 3rd. It was his turn to make coffee, and he always got to work early. I was in my baby chair with a note. Please take care of him because he my best boy. I know you're good. There weren't any other clues about who left me there, but I'm inclined to believe it was my mother, who might have worked nights cleaning office buildings. I had a little stuffed eagle that I was gnawing on, but other than that, it was your usual thing. Walt called the police, and they came and took me to the station, and then someone from Child Services came and took me to a safe place. Although Computer Partners Limited was a safe place, real safe. Otherwise, my mother wouldn't have left me there. I'm told I didn't cry. I just watched people and took things in. But if you want to see what I was made of, try taking the stuffed eagle from my little hands. I'd yank it back and screech, "No!" They think I was 9 months old when I was found, so saying no is a pretty big deal. Walt says it indicates I had a big brain, possibly like Einstein. Walt has a big brain. He's officially a computer genius, but even bigger than his brain is his heart, which he says he hadn't paid that much attention to until I came along. The police tried to find the person who left me. I refuse to use the word abandoned because I'm fairly certain that my mother loved me and didn't have much choice but to leave me. I'm also fairly certain that she knew it was Walt's day to make the coffee. I think she probably checked out who was in that company and would never have left me there on a Monday, which was Dirk Dagwood's day to make coffee. From what I've heard, he might not even have noticed a baby sitting there chewing on a stuffed eagle. He was that kind of clueless. It took a while for Walt to adopt me, being a single man and all. He had to get trained and certified as a foster parent. It took another year of my living with him to convince the judge he should be my official dad. Walt spent a lot of time trying to figure me out, and I'm told he talked to me like I was a baby genius. He read me articles from computer magazines. He took computers apart and told me what he was doing and why. During baseball season, we watched the games together, and he told me how the pitcher was trying to psych out the batter and what some of the signals meant. My favorite signal involved tapping your nose, which Walt said could mean anything, depending on the day. I tapped my nose a lot, and Walt carried me around explaining what everything was and how the world was a pretty complicated place, which I already knew. When the adoption went through, Walt said, "It's official now. Okay?" "Okay," I said. After that, I started talking to Walt and to my stuffed eagle that I named Baby. I didn't talk to anyone else until later. The problem with having a story like this is people don't know what to do with it. Their faces get super sad and their shoulders slump as they pat me on the head, which I find irritating, and say, "My, you are a little survivor, aren't you?" Well, I suppose I am. But since I don't remember the first few years of my life, I don't feel like I can take any credit for it. And then there's the issue of my birthday, which is a theory, but schools seem to need an actual date. So I count 3 months ahead from October 3rd when I was found to early January. I give the doctor a fudge factor in his estimate of 1 week, which puts my birthday on January 10th. Getting close is important to me. I've lived in 4 different places, because Walt is a consultant and has to move around a lot. At my last 2 schools, my class was learning the recorder. I'm so done with this instrument. I can play Go Tell Aunt Rhody in my sleep. I told Eddie Bartok, who was failing recorder, to pretend he was a snake charmer. They play instruments like this and get the snakes to dance to the music. This caused Eddie to practice like crazy, but his mother wouldn't get him a snake. He tried charming worms in the garden, but worms today, they couldn't care less. He played Go Tell Aunt Rhody to his dog, who yelped and ran away. Once Eddie was at my house with his recorder, and he tried to charm baby. Inanimate things don't respond, I mentioned. And anyway, nobody can charm an eagle. You can't keep an eagle in a cage or have one for a pet. The number one rule for eagles is they have to be free. I'm sure this is why my mother gave me that stuffy. She knew I had an eagle inside of me. Not everybody does. But when you do, you'd better pay attention and deal with it. Because if you don't, you'll have one intensely frustrating life. Chapter 2.
I have a new consulting gig, Walt tells me. They pay up front.
This is excellent news, because lots of Walt's clients take forever to pay him. Walt has his own consulting company, the Magellan Group. It's not a group exactly, and no one is named Magellan. It's named after Ferdinand Magellan, our favorite dead first centuries explorer, who, like Walt, worked 24/7. Where is it? I ask.
Ohio.
We're living in St. Louis, and I really, really like it here.
They need me for a couple of months, Jer. It's kind of an emergency.
Everything Walt does is somebody's emergency. No one calls my father and says, "Hey, all systems are go here. Just wanted you to know." Where in Ohio? I ask.
Near Cincinnati. But I don't think...
The Cincinnati Reds are looking strong this year, Walt. They're my third favorite team.
They are, but I don't think...
The name of the town, Walt?
A smaller place than Cincinnati. Hillcrest, Ohio.
They have a hill with a crest, right? Walt laughs.
Maybe. They have a company there, and...
The and part is always, and they need a little help. Believe me, when Walt Lopper gets called in, it's because people need a lot of help.
They've got a little problem, Jer.
What kind of problem?
Their robots keep falling down.
Why?
It's unclear.
I look in the corner. Jerwal, are you awake? Jerwal, the robot Walt and I built together, glows and beeps. Walt hasn't thought about taking any out-of-town business for a long time, because of my heart. 4 years ago, I had a perfectly healthy heart. Then something called cardiomyopathy happened, and everything changed. I look at Walt, who sat with me every day I was in the hospital, who never once made me feel like I wasn't his kid, or was any kind of disappointment or a drain on his life. When do you have to be there?
Yesterday, Jer.
Today is March 27th, and lots is about to happen here. The Cardinals' opening day is April 13th, and we have tickets. The science fair at my school is coming up, and I've been working on a project that shows the trajectory of a well-hit baseball in 3D. I've been thinking about contacting the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals to come see it. My findings could be big. I take a deep breath and pull out my phone. Research is critical to decision-making. Hillcrest, Ohio, I read to him. Population 12,761, located in Ohio's rich farmland in the western part of the state. A small Midwestern town known for the excellence of its high school baseball program. This is getting interesting. The Hillcrest High School Hornets have won 6 state championships and twice clinched the Nationals. I look up. We can gorge ourselves on baseball, Walt. Walt's face has that half-sunk look it gets when he hasn't told me everything.
I think Jer... Well, I called your Aunt Charity.
No.
Let me finish. I called her, and she said she would stay here with you so you could finish school, and...
No!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?